Elizabeth Warren, Ban Deadly Firearms Suppressors. By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 30, 2019. Democrat presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren's overarching gun control plan includes a ban on firearms suppressors. The plan is posted on her campaign page, where she pledges to prohibit accessories that make weapons more deadly. She does not grapple with the fact that a suppressor has been used in only one mass shooting during the 21st century, the May 31, 2019, Virginia Beach attack. And even then, the New York Times reported witnesses heard the attacker's gunshots as he moved through the building. The left presents suppressors as devices that silence gunshots, yet in reality suppressors simply reduce the sharp, ear-splitting sound wave accompanies the sound of a bullet being fired. The sound of the gunshot is very much audible, even with a suppressor attached. Pertinent to the Virginia Beach shooting was the fact it occurred in a part of the building that was mandated gun-free for city employees. This means the gunman had every advantage, with or without a suppressor, inasmuch as his victims could not shoot back. The Crime Prevention Research Center examined mass public shootings for the time period of 1950 to May 2018 and found that 97.8% of them occurred in gun-free zones. Yet Warren's to-do list for ending gun violence says nothing about abolishing gun-free zones so Americans can exercise their Second Amendment right to self-defense. Warren did, however, mention banning trigger cranks along with suppressors. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him directly at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.